iHeart Community is very happy to have on the line with us the Director of Public Health for the City of New Haven, Maritza Bond. It's wonderful to have you on again, Director.
No, thank you. It's so nice to hear your voice again and be part of your show.
You know, throughout the pandemic, you have joined us from time to time, giving out great information. And here we are again. I thought maybe by this time we would be talking about some different things. But the fight is still on, Maritza, right? The fight is still on and strong. Mm-hmm. New Haven will go down in history, making the first mandate after, you know, the summer months, really. I know that we're still in them, but to enforce a mask mandate, now joined by Stamford and Hartford. Talk about what this means.
You know, for us, from the very beginning in responding to this pandemic, our first priority is protecting the health of the residents. And following the data and the science that supports those decisions, while they're tough, because trust me, it's not easy that we had to, like, make issue another executive order and reinstate it. The fact of the matter is that most of the cases in Connecticut are, number one, Delta variant, which we know that they are highly contagious and has high viral loads that impact the community. Our cases in the city of New Haven alone have increased fivefold, and that is alarming, to say the least. I mean, to go from like 26 cases 3 weeks ago to seeing our cases up 250 within a week and increase in hospitalizations, it's really disheartening, to say the least, when we know that there's a vaccine that works. And we also know that most of the cases are unvaccinated individuals that are much younger. And this variant takes no regard for our age, our race, our socioeconomic status, our religious belief, our political values, any of that. It literally doesn't even care about what city or town you live in. It crosses all borders. And so for us in New Haven, we will continue to take a stance as long as we have the authority to do so.
So when we hear things like this in the news, or we have to promote it, and as you know, you've been on, and we were just saying before our conversation, we should be truthful, that we do follow each other on social media. So you do know that I'm definitely more of the positive. I try to do positive headlines, giving out information
yes.
as reputably as possible and honestly as possible to the public.
Exactly.
And I will say, and I heard someone mention this, I wish I could remember her name at this point, but sometimes when people hear mandate or executive order, it's almost got like this negative connotation.
I know, right?
Right? And
we don't want it to be negative, right? So it's true. And I'm so happy that you like to have a radio station that fosters positivity. That's been like the term since yesterday. We have to remain optimistic and positive. And in reinstating the mask use is really so that individuals can feel safe and protect themselves and others. Because the data is definitely showing, you know, this is a highly contagious. We do not want to lose another life. We had to carry that burden of having to deal with that the first time around when the pandemic first hit us a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have a vaccine that we know can save lives, is just discouraging just a bit, because we're like, we want to push and we want to dispel the myths that are out there, because what's happening is the anti-vaccinators are just screaming really loudly on social media. And so there's mixed messaging out there. Granted, we have so many community members who have stepped up and they've taken this shot. You know, they are like, yes, we want to end this pandemic. And I commend the community members, because honestly, the city of New Haven is the leading urban city also with the vaccination rates in Connecticut. And so I do want to commend those community members who are taking a stance, have taken the shot, and also have masked up, because when I've been watching the media interviews with different community members, and everyone knows, yes, we don't want to mask up. Yes, it's hot. But we also need to get through this variant, because it's like no variant that we've ever seen.
Absolutely. And of course, and again, Connecticut has done so well. And I think that might be a little bit of a disconnect in that, well, Connecticut is doing well. We've got so many people vaccinated. But the point is, and the stance that I like to take right now is that I, myself, who is vaccinated, could get this variant and unknowingly transmit it to a child who, in all probable likeness, will will be okay, but what if that child isn't okay? What if that child is compromised? And what if that child goes to the hospital? I can't have that on my show. I can't live with that.
You know, I agree with you. I can't live with that either. I also get discouraged because we also have individuals that are immunocompromised and are not able to get vaccinated because of existing medical conditions, which also puts them at risk, right? So we have younger ineligible individuals that are able to get vaccinated. We have infants that are not fully vaccinated with other vaccines that provide protection. So their immune system is just getting built up and they are at risk. And that is the reality that we have to sort of remind the community is that we need to be able to protect those that are not able to be protected.
Absolutely. Maritza, if you don't mind, just a couple of quick things that I'd like to chat with you about, and that's about getting people vaccinated who might be underserved in certain communities, not only in New Haven, but across the state, because obviously those big, you know, vaccination sites are not as you know, active as they once were during the height of the pandemic. Are there any plans specifically in New Haven to reinstate that or something that you could let our audience know about?
Oh, you know, what's really exciting about us is that we've never scaled back in New Haven. We decided we're going to continue. And so we literally on a weekly basis, on a day-to-day basis, 7 days a week, we by ourselves or vaccine providers that we partner with are out in the community doing reoccurring vaccination sites. This Saturday, we are going to be in New Haven in their Fit Haven section at C-Town. We're going to have a DJ and pizza. And we are also going to be participating with the PRU parade, Puerto Rican Parade Festival, where we're going to have a vaccination site at the park on another side of New Haven, where we want to make sure we're accessible and we're meeting the community where they're at. And this is the thing, the vaccine is free. We do not take, we do not need your identification. You do not have to have insurance. And most of our sites do not need an appointment. And so we encourage you to visit the City of New Haven website to see where there is a vaccination site near you.
All right. You know, I had a couple other things I wanted to talk to you about, but we sort of went in a little bit of a different direction. Now, we did Hartford at the time that we were talking, made the announcement earlier. Mayor Brona did make that announcement. And you mentioned Stamford. Do you know of any other cities that are going to be following suit? Are you not at liberty? Or what can you tell us at this point? Because, you know, things are changing moment to moment. And I have a feeling, and I certainly don't want to put anyone on the spot, but I think most towns will probably follow this trend.
You know, that's my hope. There's definitely some different mayors and health officials that are not have been on the news and have not made a decision. Some people are assessing sort of their case rate versus their vaccination rate in their respective cities and towns. And one of the things that I say around that is that we really need universal masking. You know, I could be a carrier and I love to shop in I'd like to shop throughout Fairfield County and Hartford County. I don't really restrict myself to just the City of New Haven, though I do support local shops. There are certain stores that I like to visit or restaurants that I may want to still visit. So people are really transient. So we have to be mindful of the fact that people are entering our city as much as we're entering yours. And so it's not about just looking at vaccination rates and also the case rate currently in your respective city or town. I think we need a unified approach and hope that other cities and towns will step up to the challenge.
And lastly, I know I keep saying lastly to you, you're never going to believe me again. but this time will be lastly, unless you say something that inspires another question. But I did hear in New Haven that, and I think in other towns as well, that if businesses aren't necessarily following the executive order, for lack of a better way to call it, from the mayors of their cities, with trying to enforce the mask the best that they can, they could face fines. Is that an accurate statement?
So we do not want to impose fines as of yet. We know the lessons learned from the prior enforcement that unfortunately we had to do to protect the public. We do not want to go that route again. We feel very optimistic To the point that this week we're out being proactive and educating, increasing awareness, and even providing masks to businesses that need them so that we can be able to support local businesses. Listen, none of us want to be closed. We've now adjusted to being reopened as a society, and we want to remain open and we want to support our local businesses. The fact of the matter is that our local restaurant bar took a stance and are mandating vaccines and or required testing within 72 hours. And I commend Bar for doing that. You know, other establishments have followed suit. We're seeing Walmart and other businesses also stepping up to the challenge. So I'm really just being optimistic that we're all going to get through this together and we'll work through this and that fines will not be necessary.
All right. And that is one thing that I do want to see and hope that that comes to fruition, that people will just do this on their own. But we do know that this is, unfortunately, and still will remain a volatile subject, especially with parents. This will remain a volatile subject with those who are politicizing it. My show is not political. I don't care who you are. You're all welcome on my program. I just want to get out factual information. And I
appreciate that.
I want to just get out and enjoy my friends, my family, and the public, but I am going to do my part. We have the cure. We have the cure as far as, you know, the vaccines. We have the template of what to do and what has been proven to reduce cases. So I hope people will do that. And I guess I just got kind of preachy and I do apologize. But
No, thank you for your commitment. And, you know, at the end of the day, you have a voice that reaches many individuals, and those that are listening to you should take your advice, because you are a community person and you also want us to get through this together. And that's why I love media outlets. This is an avenue for where we can share information that is truthful, that's bipartisan, and really just wants to be able to get the word out. So because we're in this together and we're going to get through this together, but we have to do it in a unified manner.
Honestly, that's the best way to wrap. See, I promise that was the last question and I'll keep it as such. You are just a pleasure and a gift to the community. Director of Public Health for New Haven, Maritza Bond. You are coming back to this program, and one day we're going to sit out maskless and cheering and having a good time together. That is something.
Exactly. Not talking about COVID.
No. You got this. I'm going to put a date on my calendar and that's going to be my goal.
All right. Take care. Thank you so much again.
Have a great day.
Likewise. Bye-bye.